Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How are you doing?
A little low key today. How about that?
Yeah. Well, that's good.
It's because I'm afraid.
Sometimes low key, mellow, that's all for the best.
It's a mellow Monday. How about that? All
mellow
right.
Mellow Monday. The great alliteration. I like that.
There we go. Well, on the cover this week, you have some, looks like some good news for a change in the Las Cruces area housing industry.
Yeah, I just had to write several weeks ago about how the home building industry, the new home building industry, has been suffering so much. But interestingly enough, our first quarter of this year for home sales, total home sales, that includes, you know, previously owned homes and new homes, is up. It's up over the last several years. And we've had almost 300 homes sold through the end of March. Of course, we don't have April's numbers yet, but for that first quarter of the year, it's up. Let's see, last year there were 277 sold. 2 years and 3 years ago it was 242. So, if you look back to a three-year trend, this quarter is up 56 home sales from then. So, maybe not a whole lot, but hey, that's better than nothing. At least some homes are moving. It sounds like we're finally plowing through, you know, some of the inventory that's been out there and that sort of thing. And talking to some people in the real estate market, one thing I'm hearing is that there's actually some offers on more expensive homes, sort of upper-end homes, like $400,000 homes and that sort of stuff. The phones are ringing a little bit more with people from out of town who are maybe more likely to buy such a home. And so we're seeing some movement. It's not that the industry is back running full tilt or anything. Still a long ways to go. And I talked to Kay Miller, who's a real estate agent with Steinboard, and she talked about keeping her fingers crossed that this, you know, keeps on. This first quarter shows some momentum. It's not just something that's, you know, on its own, that it actually follows through to other quarters. But so, you know, we might be sort of grasping at straws here a little bit, but we're looking at some positive news.
Yeah. So maybe the headline would be Reason for Hope, even though
Reasons for Hope.
Even though I know that's not your actual headline.
No, and actually it's, you know, we're bucking the trend. And that's what Kate had said. Kay had said, because nationally, new home sales really fell off the face of the earth in March. They really took a plummet. And some of that has to do with the weather, especially because, you know, homes that were going to be sold maybe in February or January, then they didn't get signed in March. And so some of the contracts didn't go through and everything. But across the nation, they really fell off. So thankfully, we bucked the trend here a little bit.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see where that goes. I know it's something that you follow closely. We kind of review the home sales picture a number of times over the course of the year. Some interesting story here in the profile this week. I see you have some folks who have had a mobile dog grooming business for nearly a decade, but last week they have expanded and moved into a new area. The first dog hotel in Las Cruces.
Yeah, a dog hotel. So what I'm assuming is, you know, like a boarding facility, but very nicely done.
Daytime,
you know,
boarding,
also
right?
Daytime,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, you take your pets there, and then they have, like, a trampoline and outside play facilities, and they have real nice sort of places for them to stay on the inside, and there's soothing music and flat screen TVs and webcams.
Oh my, they even have TV.
So, yeah. And pet parents can watch their, you know, pets from afar with their smartphone or their computer. Oh. It's just a very interesting place. And it's, yeah, this couple, Juliana and David Garcia, they've operated this mobile grooming thing for about 8 years. And they've said that this is something they've wanted to do for a while. But, you know, the economy obviously hasn't been the best and for starting a business and stuff lately, but they finally got around to doing it and got this thing up and running. So it's an interesting story with some interesting photos. We got some good photos. They weren't all make the paper, but some of them will make online too that don't make the paper, of dogs playing and being outside and some of the inside of the facility. So yeah, it's a neat little good fun story for the biz tab.
And the owners can actually see their dogs right on their smartphone or something. There's a way to monitor them in the hotel.
Yes. They have cameras, and you can get on real time on your smartphone or your computer at work and check to see what's going on at the pet hotel and see what's happening. And
anything for our pets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We do want to remind people at this time that they can get a membership for their pet for KRWG. So you can do that right now. You could call, or you could go online to KRWG and sign up your pet to be a member of KRWG Radio or TV or both.
Do they get mailings and stuff?
They'll get whatever they want. Absolutely. If they give the if they donate to the station, we will send them their own airwaves guide. Absolutely.
I like it.
But I have a feeling mom or dad will probably be the one reading it. But
yeah, they'll probably, be the brains behind the operation.
Who knows? Maybe next week you'll have a story about, a reading school for dogs. I don't know. It's limitless, Brooke.
Anything's possible.
You better save me with what's new.
Yeah, what's new? We just haven't. Some people saw this already last week, I'm sure. But, and I've reported before that Wing Daddies wanted to open a location here in town. Well, up on Telshore, it's 775 Telshore, which is right across from the Sea Valley Mall. It's right next to the Bank of the West location up there, if people can picture that. They've started to work, and there's actually some, the framing of some walls that are already standing, and things are going on up there, so it's coming along. I do not have a timetable yet for an opening, but that'll be a Wing Daddy's. They're based out of El Paso. It's like a regional sports bar. They have one in Mexico and one in San Antonio, Texas, and they're going to put one up here in Las Cruces. You can get, from what I understand, fried gator meat is one of the things you can get. So if you've never tried that before, Fred, maybe you'll get a chance when they open up.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that.
You won't try it?
Maybe. Maybe I'll try it. I'll be brave and try that sometime. All right.
Yeah.
But I should let you know, I do have a membership for our dog Max for KRWG.
Oh.
So regardless, and he might like gator meat. I don't know.
He
probably would. He likes
anything. Or if you have a pet gator.
Yeah. Perhaps.
You can sign him up.
By the way, we should let folks know that neither one of us has had any kind of substance this morning that would explain this. We're just naturally fun.
Just
naturally fun guys. Just a little coffee.
You should see when we get together for lunch.
That's right. The Babbling Brook this week. Younger shoppers, they're browsing, but they're not buying maybe, huh?
Yeah, very interesting. The millennial generation, which are like 14 to 34-year-old people, for some of them, online, handheld devices, tablets, and all that stuff have just been a way of life ever since they've known it. For some of the older ones, they've seen it develop and improve and everything. But these people are just, they take it all for granted, a lot of them. And that's, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It's just part of their life. So they browse, just like people used to go to the stores and browse, and still do, hopefully. They browse online for things. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're buying more. In fact, they seem to be a generation who is really picky about what they buy. They would rather get on and, barter with other people or trade back and forth with friends and stuff, and then only buy something if they absolutely need it, is what some recent surveys have shown. So retailers are going to have to be a lot more creative to try to get them to sort of break out their wallets.
Good stuff. We'll read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you.